fired again and was rewarded with a dry click. Empty. Rolling over, the gator lashed at Doc with its deadly tail. With the grace of a fencer, Doc swayed out of the way and pulled the Sig Sauer, shooting a fast dozen times at the beast. The 9mm slugs glanced harmlessly off the dense hide of the giant mutie. While the humans reloaded, the beetles rallied and launched another salvo of spearheads. By now, the mutie was mad with bloodlust and pain. Bawling in rage, it snapped its terrible jaws and lashed its tail, the entire lower half of its muscular body swaying from the pendulum force of the killing limb. Aiming from the hip, Ryan fired the Steyr at a rock under the beast and scored a ricochet into its belly. Thin blood pumping from the wound. The beast turned its furious attention on him alone. Ryan braced for a charge when there came the report of a big boar handgun, and he saw the hide of the beast spray out dark blood. Instantly, the creature shook itself as if trying to dislodge something on its skin. Walking through the swamp, flies buzzing everywhere, Jack came on as steady as a machine, firing his .357 Magnum pistol again and again, every round smacking into the mutie gator. With each impact, the gator went mad as if jabbed with white-hot pokers. Its breathing became labored, white foam dribbled from its jaws, and weakly, the beast charged the pale teenager. As Jack reloaded, Mildred stepped between them and fired the wet, filthy scattergun. The flechette round blowing off the gator's front leg. Now the animal screamed and hastily turned, hobbling for the deep waters of the lake. Ryan and the chief both shouted as the humans and beetles converged on the killer. As the creature was no longer able to dodge, the small caliber rounds found its eyes. Blind, it spun in a circle, lashing out with its tail and catching a beetle across the torso. But the warrior was merely knocked aside and not pulverized. The beast was weakening fast. Mildred fired again, opening its chest, and the beetles filled the wound with their spears, one penetrating more than a yard. Dark blood poured from its mouth as the dying mutie crawled relentlessly for the safety of the water. Then Ryan stepped in front of the beast and fired directly into a gaping eye socket. The gator jerked as if hitting a wall and dropped flat in the shallow swamp. A pool of blood spreading wide until it seemed to cover the entire surface of the Carolina swampland.
That was one tough son of a bitch. What the hell was on those bullets? The snake?
Bushmaster.
Dean proudly held up the bloody snake head for the others to see, the white fangs glistening in the afternoon light, the hollow tips moist and still dripping.
I thought of the poison, but only Jack's blaster could carry a dose.
But my Lamar is more powerful.
You fire mini-balls, solid slugs. The Magnum was loaded with hollow points. Perfect for the job.
Just a drop of venom in each, and a dab of mud to keep it there.
Doc smiled.
Good call there, young Dean. And exemplary shooting, Jack.
Shit.
Jack dropped the spent shells from his blaster and rinsed the weapon in the dirty water.
Big target. How miss?
I'm just glad it's chilled.
Christy looked around for a place to sit and saw nothing. Mildred straightened from examining the still form.
It's snuffed. No doubt of that.
Shuffling forward, the chief offered his spear to Jack. The teenager grunted in thanks, and Dean offered the bushmaster in return. It was accepted reverently. Then the chief called out a series of long clicks. The surviving warriors waved their gory spears overhead and swarmed over the gator, hacking it to pieces. Whether for food or just to make sure it was really dead, none of the companions knew or cared. Dean rinsed his hands in the brine.
Now what?
Ryan slung the long blaster over his shoulder and looked at the distant speck of green.
We start swimming.
Reaching the shoals of the island, the companions climbed wearily over the exposed tangles of tree roots and finally reached dry land. Going inland, they found pine trees growing thick along the shoreline, the ground covered with needles. Drained, the friends dropped to the soft carpeting and fell asleep almost immediately. Ryan found himself to be the last one awake and dragged over a rock to sit on as he took first guard duty. Hours later, Christy awoke and relieved him at the post. Choosing a spot, Ryan lay down and finally allowed himself to succumb to exhaustion. This had been a long and hectic day. Ryan awoke to the smell of coffee and roasting meat. Sitting upright, he pushed aside the blanket covering him and stared at the boxes and crates dotting the campsite. A fire was crackling in a pit, and the carpet of needles had been cleared away from any possible flying embers. JB was stirring something in a pan that sizzled, and the coffee pot bubbled softly, emitting the most tantalizing aroma. On guard duty, Mildred was sitting with her back to a pine tree, blaster in hand. There was no sign of the others.
We got our supplies back.
JB was using a knife to flip over some meat in the pan.
The beetles retrieved most of this stuff from the bottom of the lake. They even found Doc's sword stick and my hat.
Damn nice of them. How bad is it?
Ryan poured himself a cup of coffee. The smell alone invigorated the man. He understood how pre-dark folks could get hooked on the brew. Using a sock to protect his hand, JB took the iron pan off the fire and slid a steak onto a tin plate from an army mess kit. He passed over the food.
Good and bad. The ammo is fine. The boxes are airtight, and the brass was only underwater a short while. No problem there. We got back 4 more grins and 2 claymore mines. We found a freshwater spring inland a couple of 100 paces from here. Have to boil it first to be sure, but it reads clean.
And? Ryan cut into the meat. It was tough, but edible. He guessed it was some of the gator from yesterday.
Everything else is gone, including the last rocket launcher. We barely have enough food for another day. A lot of the MRE packs got opened when the raft was torn apart, and more floated away. I think the beetles stole some, but probably because they were pretty, not for the food. They have enough meat to feed a whole vill for a month. The can of fuel is gone, as well as all of the medical supplies, bedrolls, rope, and the tent canvas. That is our only pan. So, if you want hot food with the steak, you have to wait till it's washed.
This'll do.
Hunger was the best sauce.
On the other hand, that huge roll of leather over there is the gator. They skinned the huge bastard and gave us the hide.
Guess it's a reward for helping them.
Ryan grinned, wiping his mouth on his hand.
Make nice boots.
Weighs a ton.
So I would guess. We can't leave it. That would insult the chief.
Ryan laid the plate aside.
Just stuff it in the big duffel bag with some salt to keep the smell down. When we're a couple of miles from here, we'll throw it away.
Speaking of awful smells...
Mildred tossed a bar of soap on the ground at his boots.
You'll find the spring 100 feet to the north.
Ryan tucked the bar into his shirt pocket. Breakfast had disguised the odors for a while, but now the stink of the swamp muck, mixed with dried gator blood and sweat, was returning strong.
Anybody else there?
Everybody washed earlier. It's all yours.
Taking his weapons, Ryan moved through the pine trees, easily finding the spring. Clear water bubbled from the ground, forming a still pool, and Ryan checked the area. The water was crystal clear, and nothing could get within 10 feet of him without being seen first. Stripping, the one-eyed man washed his clothes to get out the stink of the swamp, then hung them over some bushes to dry in the sunlight. Next, he grabbed a handful of pine needles and rubbed them vigorously into his combat boots to remove the sour smell of sweat and sulfur. Making sure his blasters were within easy reach, Ryan submerged his tired body in the pool and scrubbed himself clean using the tiny bar of soap from an MRE pack and some more pine needles. He was surprised at the amount of grime that came out of his hair and on impulse decided to shave using his knife. When finished, Ryan felt enormously refreshed and lay on the bank of the spring to let the warm breezes dry him off. There was a rustle in the bushes, and he drew the blaster with lightning speed,
as Christy walked into view.
Hi, lover. Nice view.
Immediately, Ryan felt himself stirring under her frank gaze.
You missed breakfast.
Ryan clicked the safety back on. She sat and kicked